BNB Chain is now the second largest blockchain for real-world assets. BNB Chain has crossed $315 billion in total real-world asset value, making it the second largest blockchain for tokenized RWAs behind Ethereum. The network added roughly $1 billion in RWA TVL during Q1 2026 alone, growing 33.8% in the last 30 days, according to data from RWA.xyz published on March 18, 2026. The surge places BNB Chain ahead of Solana, which held approximately $873 million in RWA value at the end of 2025, and cements its position as the primary alternative to Ethereum for institutional tokenization. Circle's USYC is now the largest tokenized treasury product. The single biggest driver behind BNB Chain's RWA growth is Circle's US Yield Coin, USYC, a tokenized US Treasury fund that Circle acquired through its purchase of Hashnote in early 2025. USYC's total supply has reached $2.23 billion, overtaking BlackRock's USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, BUIDL, as the largest tokenized treasury product in the market. On BNB Chain specifically, USYC supply has swelled to $1.84 billion since its July launch on the network. That single token accounts for the majority of BNB Chain's RWA market share. The shift is significant. BlackRock's BUIDL, issued through Securitize, had dominated the tokenized treasury space since mid-2025, peaking at 46% market share in May. That figure has since fallen to 18% as competition from Circle, Franklin Templeton's Benji, $113 million on BNB Chain, and other entrants has fragmented the market. The total tokenized treasury sector now sits at a record $11 billion, up approximately 27% year-to-date as of March 28, 2026. Much of that growth occurred during January's broader crypto market downturn, suggesting institutional demand for on-chain yield products is decoupling from speculative crypto sentiment. What Binance's collateral play did for the numbers. USYC's rapid accumulation on BNB Chain is not organic DeFi adoption in the traditional sense. Binance introduced USYC as eligible collateral for institutional derivatives trading, giving large traders a reason to park capital in a yield-bearing token rather than idle USDT or USDC. Institutional custody is handled through Binance Banking Triparty, or SEFU, Binance's institutional custody arm. This collateral use case created a flywheel. Institutional traders deposit USYC to earn yield while maintaining their derivatives positions, which increases TVL on BNB Chain, which attracts further institutional issuers. BlackRock's BUIDL followed USYC onto BNB Chain in November 2025, launched through Securitize, and also accepted as Binance collateral. The result is a network where the top RWA products are not DeFi-native protocols, but tokenized versions of traditional money market funds, competing for the same institutional capital that would otherwise sit in off-chain brokerage accounts. BNB Chain's net flow lead beyond the headline TVL figure. BNB Chain is currently leading all blockchains on RWA net flows. Over the past 30 days, the network attracted $747 million in net inflows, $300 million ahead of Ethereum and $450 million ahead of Solana. The network now hosts 345 different tokenized assets with 40,916 unique RWA holders, an 11% monthly increase. Transfer volume over the same period reached $1.4 billion. Ethereum still dominates the overall RWA market with approximately $14.9 billion in TVL, nearly five times BNB Chain's total. But the gap is narrowing on a flow basis. Solana, while leading in RWA holder count, 154,942 wallets as of early March, trails both Ethereum and BNB Chain significantly on TVL. The divergence between holder count and TVL tells its own story. Solana's RWA adoption is retail-heavy and distributed, while BNB Chain's growth is driven by a smaller number of large institutional positions, primarily through the Binance collateral channel. What $3 billion in RWAs means for BNB's ecosystem. For BNB Chain, the RWA milestone is a credibility marker. The network's reputation was built on low-fee DeFi and meme coin trading. Having $315 billion in tokenized U.S. treasuries, government money market funds, and institutional collateral changes the composition of the ecosystem. It also creates a dependency. If Binance were to remove USYC or BUIDL from its collateral whitelist, or if Circle shifted USYC issuance to another chain, BNB Chain's RWA TVL could contract as quickly as it expanded. The concentration risk is real. One token, USYC, represents the majority of the network's RWA value. For the broader tokenized asset market, the BNB Chain story illustrates that distribution matters more than technology. Ethereum has the deepest DeFi composability. Solana has the lowest fees and widest retail reach. BNB Chain has Binance, the world's largest exchange, and its institutional collateral program. That single integration channel generated more RWA TVL in 9 months than most chains have accumulated in their entire history. BNB trades at 616.13 as of March 28, 2026, up 1.5% over the past 24 hours, but down 4.5% on the week.